FM on the station app and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has rejected claims that the withdrawal of US funding from PEPFAR will derail South Africa's fight against HIV and TB.
Under no circumstances will we allow this massive work performed over a period of more than a decade and a half to collapse and go up in smoke because President Trump has decided to do what he has done. If we do so, we'll have thrown massive investment in time, money and human resources away. And at any rate, we don't want to go back to the period where death was the order of the day.
He says patients previously supported under PEPFAR have been absorbed into public clinics and treatment is continuing without disruption. The minister was briefing the media today on the country's progress to mitigate the impact of the funding withdrawal by the US government earlier this year.
We wish to confirm today that the fight against HIV and AIDS and TB is in our villages, in our communities and townships, and even on the streets of our country. And that is where our focus is, has been, and as it should be.
SA Rugby's president, Mark Alexander, has described Cornell Hendricks as a remarkable athlete whose contribution to the sport will always be remembered. The former Springbok winger passed away last night at the age of 37. He played 12 tests for the Boks and represented Boland, the Cheetahs and the Bulls. In a statement, Alexander says Hendricks worked extremely hard and always treated people with respect. And finally, a movie producer says KZN Tourism should make better use of its ties with the film industry to showcase the province's locations and culture. Mayenze Gebaza was speaking as one of the panelists at Africa's Travel Indaba at the Durban ICC. He made reference to blockbuster films shot in iconic locations around the world, saying these often draw in tourists who want to experience the settings firsthand.
It shows how film has an impact in terms of driving in tourism. Using that because, you know, Blood Diamond, I'm sure people still forgot that a lot of the Blood Diamonds were shot in KZN. Tourism here is not really maximizing on that because that's really a key thing, right? Because you can maximize on all those things that happen. I mean, a lot of us, some of us have never been to New York, but they know how the New York Bridge look like. It's only because through the medium.
Baza says this would also shine a light on local stories that reflect the province's unique identity and heritage.
Oftentimes we focus on the international tourism. We forget about domestic tourism, right? Where someone will leave from Cape Town to KZN. So that's why even local stories are very important. It's true that this thing has been in the DNA for many times. It's just we just need to figure out the structure of how to combine it, create incentives between the collaboration of form and use form as a medium.
Your top story this hour, Health Minister Aaron Motsoaledi has rejected claims that the withdrawal of US funding from PEPFAR will derail South Africa's fight against HIV and TB. He was briefing the media on the country's progress to mitigate the impact of the funding cuts. For the Newswatch team, I'm Tamasha Kanye.